Answers Magazine, Volume 6.3, Page 19. Impact. Many Christian colleges receive a failing grade. Let us be clear from the start. We love the idea of educating youth from a consistent Bible-based worldview. But an ever-increasing number of Christian colleges no longer teach the authority of the Scriptures. So what do Christian colleges and seminaries really teach? This was not a pop quiz, and the schools were not asked any trick questions. Yet a recent nationwide survey by America's Research Group uncovered some disturbing findings about many of today's leading Christian colleges and seminaries. Ken Ham, president and CEO of Answers in Genesis, said the study originated as a result of troubling stories he kept hearing as he traveled worldwide, meeting with parents, pastors, and educators. "I knew there was something happening out there," he says. "Over the years, my concerns continued to grow, but before I spoke too loudly, I wanted to make sure that I could prove it." To find more specifics about the beliefs and teachings of Christian colleges, America's Research Group attempted to contact leaders at the schools in the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities, CCCU. This conservative association of schools, now with over 110 member schools, restricts membership to schools with a Christ-centered mission, that is, rooted in the historic Christian faith. All their full-time faculty members and administrators must also profess faith in Christ. Researchers also contacted religiously affiliated colleges listed in the Higher Education Directory. These schools are associated with various denominations, including mainline Protestant and a few Roman Catholic schools. Interestingly, people from this group responded similarly to CCCU members. For example, 98% in both groups believed in the inspiration of Scripture, and there was only a 2% difference on belief in Christ's virgin birth. The surveyors attempted to contact four specific types of school leaders who set the direction of the school: presidents, vice presidents or academic deans, heads of the science department, and heads of the religion or theology department. In all, America's Research Group interviewed 312 administrators and professors from 200 different colleges. The good news? Most respondents, 98 to 99%, believe that the Bible is inspired by God and that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, died a substitutionary death on the cross, and rose bodily from the grave. But as the questions probed further, the news was not so good. For example, only 74% of respondents believe that Scripture is without error, inerrant. Even fewer, 60%, accept the Genesis creation account of six literal 24-hour days. Ironically, the heads of the science departments were more likely to accept this than their colleagues in the religion departments, 71% to 57%. The research, published in the new book, Already Compromised, paints a troubling picture of the Christian higher education system. Yet parents often send their children to these schools, trusting the professors to believe 100% of the Bible, when many professors and school leaders do not really believe all that the Bible teaches. Opening the 1040 window. Gospel meetings and creation conferences are weekly fare in the West. But once you enter the 1040 window, the Asian and African countries between 10 degrees and 40 degrees north latitude, where evangelism is largely restricted, such meetings are almost non-existent. But an upcoming big event may help slip the window open a bit. Various initiatives have already been underway over the past few years to bring together Christians to better understand the importance of Genesis in presenting the gospel to an evolution-drenched world. For example, Answers Worldwide, a missionary support arm of Answers in Genesis, has been training a handful of international leaders at each of its annual international training seminars. So far, 42 students have been trained, including a federal judge and leading pastors and lay ministers. Many of the participants have returned to their home countries with a renewed vision and excitement for the gospel. But some of these participants don't always have a central point of communication. In Asia, for example, contact has been difficult until now. During November 15 through 17, 2011, creationists from across Asia will convene in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, for the first ever All-Asian Creation Conference. Speakers from creation ministries throughout the Far East and from the United States will not only teach biblical apologetics and the scientific evidence for a recent creation, but they'll also help Asian Christians implement biblical strategies to share the gospel, beginning at the beginning. Dr. David Crandall, International Director of Answers Worldwide, prays for long-term, ongoing benefits. During our time together, we will have an opportunity to discuss establishing a network of creation-based ministries among Asian Christians and those in other 1040 countries, which we pray will result in future conferences and related events. Ultimately, the hope is to empower believers to share the truth boldly in a world saturated with a false history of where life, sin, and death came from. As Dr. Crandall points out, the All-Asian Creation Conference represents an amazing first step toward an important goal. We are totally committed to working with our Asian friends to establish strategic creation ministries all over this part of the world.